Random tests requires a lot more advanced coding techniques and skills than directed tests. You have to define suitable parameters and make sure that your random generators follow those parameters. You have to watch out for systematic omissions. Because there is a write that happens on this particular device, the way you've coded your system or your bus arbitrator, there's no way for things to overlap, and which may not be accurate in your system. You have to watch out for that. Code cleanly, avoid side effects, and also simulation timing issues. One of the big problems we had at one time is the Verilog tasks being concurrently invoked. Since we didn't control the timing of invocations and things were fairly independent, we didn't know when things happened. We no longer had control over the fork and joins as to when the various branches would happen. It was all under random conditions. So we had to put some additional arbitration on top of that. So it will require a more robust test infrastructure, things that are self-checking, things that will avoid invalid conditions on their own. It also requires more advanced planning and architecting if you're going to do random. You need to decide up front where is the random stimulus going to be, and how do I set up something that's going to be self-checking since you don't know what the input is going to be. How do you decide success?